Blog Talk Radio.
Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. It's a brand new day. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. In the moment, in the silence, if you listen, you will hear all the answers to your questions. They suddenly appear. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul.
Well, hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. It is going to be a special show because little did I know that I was going to be called tonight to have a show. I was sitting in meditation and all of a sudden it was really clear that I had to have a show and that there was someone in the airways that I needed to give messages to or some information to. So I listen. I always listen, I have to say, no matter what time of day I am listening. And that's a good question to ask yourself. Are you listening? And is spirit and your guides and your angels trying desperately to give you a message? And are you willing to listen? Sometimes we are so, you know, bent on the idea of what we want it to be, that if it's different, it's not the method. That's not, we're going to hear that. You know, we're going to hear only what we want to hear. So sometimes through other people's calling in and through other questions that you may hear tonight, maybe the answer you might be looking for. It might be someone bringing something up that you very well feel and you need to discuss. I've been getting a very strong vibe about the children, the psychic kids of today. I was one of them. I remember feeling really lost in my journey as a teenager and feeling like my gift had to be a secret. And it was a secret for a while, and then if I told someone about things, they would be interested, but they sometimes would be freaked out, and I'd be afraid that they would not choose to have someone so different than themselves. But as I got older and I realized that I needed to be honest with myself and in the world that I was in, I couldn't. I went to school for advertising, and then I decided at around 21 to go back to school for medicine, and I became a therapist. And through being a therapist and being around that energy, because most healers are therapists, I'm a massage therapist, a Reiki therapist, a cranial sacral therapist, I just have continued to learn. I'm a matrix energetic worker too now. So it's never ending. And so I get that is the journey that my soul is on, is to keep learning what's out there and to never feel like I know the answer, because really, we really don't know the answers. We're really always the student. That's why we're alive. We are the student of this journey. And to stay very excited about learning is what keeps us waking up in the morning. You know, someone asked me, well, you know, if you can see for other people, do you want to see for yourself? And the answer to that is no. I really do shut down my own visions for my life so that I stay surprised. When I am faced with big things like, you know, a sick husband or a sick child or a sick mother or father or anybody like that, I then open the channels up only to allow the healing to come through and for the highest good to be met for that person. But I really do practice staying out of the way for people's teachings because I don't want to interfere. And I do see that sometimes through illness and through tragedy, a lot of spiritual awareness happens. So I would never take that away. And I really, really do feel it's an important journey for all of us to see that, you know, sometimes we, the only time in life we really get it is when we're right up against it. And we are, you know, crying hysterically for help. And then we start to hear. So if that thing didn't happen that made us cry hysterically for help, then maybe we would have never gotten to the place that we surrender and just start to become a part of this bigger picture for ourselves, which is that we are always being supported by our ancestors, our guides, and everyone who loves us on the other side. So this is something that I think we have to kind of always remember, that we are always tuning in once we get that we are alive and human and we're experiencing this this amazing journey. Right now, the 11 is an amazing time of letting go. A lot of people will, you know, going to be going through. And I always believe that their energy is needed to help this planet. So I never question why somebody goes through. I just, like, remember when Princess Di left so young, and I really thought of her as such an angel in this plane, but I realized that she could do more work being the angel that she really is and really affect the masses that she had wanted to. So I really never question. I just know that the other side is a beautiful place and they can do a lot more than we can on this dimension. So I'm going to start taking calls and let's see why I have the show tonight. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Are you speaking with me?
I am.
Oh, how exciting. I must have made the call a long time ago.
Did you make me get in here at 10 o'clock?
I got you.
Okay.
I heard you snoring.
All right. Well, let's see what it is.
Okay, Patty. Your guess is as good as mine.
Well, I do know that it's got to be something good. I normally have shows at 12 in the afternoon, like Thursdays and Fridays, and this is my first evening show ever, and it really, really did happen within 5 minutes that I was told.
I love that.
Yeah,
I
that was
just
it.
Love it.
No,
and
please.
I love everything that's coming out of your mouth. I'm so pleased that I tuned in. Oh. It's brilliant and very heartfelt, and I think you should be on this show, and I think you should be transmitting all over the world. So I think you called in to get this from me.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. And it's been a wonderful journey.
I have
just
read for you.
Okay, good, good. So let's see. Let's get into just the, let's just enter into the one question, because I like to kind of zero in.
Okay.
I
would love a new romance, a beautiful, beloved man to be a love of my life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I do see. It's like. Okay. The first name that just came up was James. The letter J, James, but a really strong James. And then it says the first card is change in direction. So I get that this particular energy, are you contemplating moving at all?
Not even a little.
Even a little. But change in direction could be that is where you have to look for this new love, that he won't be around you, that he will be somewhere else, so that you may find him through in another state that you may have to visit, you know, things like that. So why don't we leave that open? Okay. And giving and receiving. Okay, well, that's, see, I think that when we're ready, and this is something I really know, is that when we're ready for that relationship to come, we do start to give off the beacon that attracts the energy and that light of that person.
Absolutely.
So this is a good beginning for you, because as you start to want it, you will start to vibrate at the level that the energy can find you. So I want you to actually picture yourself as like a beautiful lighthouse that's, you know, pushing the energy out from yourself all the way, you know, into your universe, in a sense, into your into the world.
Nice.
Okay? Because to me, that is the ultimate truth of you being ready for a relationship. And so your light will start to attract the right and perfect person that identifies with your light. Because to me, it's not important that they see you. Of course they do. But the right and perfect person who's got, in a sense, your own vibration. So we're going to start to send that out there first, because to me, that is ultimately how it works.
Well, that's right on. You know, I hike every day for a couple hours, or sometimes not quite that much, but I flow source through my heart chakra, and it feels like the ultimate calling. I'm already doing that.
Great.
But I'm afraid that I still have feelings for this other man that I have moved on from, and so I may be messing up that vibe.
Yeah, and then it says assertiveness. Yeah. Well, again, if let's picture him, because I do get a sense of, when I first felt this man around you, I saw a man with a mustache, dark hair. He kind of reminded me of a Southern man, but I almost felt, he had like a Southern gentleman kind of vibe to him, a bit older.
Like how much older?
Yeah, a bit, you know, like, you know, I'm thinking more in the 60 range, but that's not that much older, but he felt older to me, you know, like he feels like he's a bit older spiritually than you, this guy. So that was the first feeling I got with him, this guy with the initials J, but, you know, it could just be the energy around him, and it could also be, let me just see something here. It's okay, so was it someone in the tent today? Yes, this is today. So, okay, he's been around. He's around. This J has been around you. And so let's just see. This is the energy that is around her now. So let's see what else they say. Creative project. Okay, all right. So they're giving me some information here. There might be a creative project that's coming your way. And then it says assertiveness. So, okay. So, let me see if I see this. Okay, so a creative project. It feels like you're a teacher of some kind. You know, you're going to be doing some workshops or something's coming your way. It's a creative project. And it feels like in this group of like-minded, they're very like-minded spiritual people, this J man will be here. He looks a little, I'm going to say almost Hispanic, or dark hair, dark mustache, dark kind of skin, very handsome, but he's a bit older.
Is the skin kind of tan, too?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Okay,
so, do you know who I mean?
No,
okay.
No.
But I want this, okay, so it's not someone you are recognizing now, but that doesn't mean anything to me. That's, you know, I'm looking at this matrix of yourself, this other level, this dimension where this moment happens. So I see this happening. It feels like you are in Arizona. It feels very desert-like. It has a real vibe of like bushiness feeling around it, but really that dry. And I see red rocks around and things like that. So this could be coming your way. It could be some workshop you're going to go to or interested in being in this group.
I was thinking about going, and I think it's in June, to a workshop in Seattle, though. And it's Abe Hicks' workshop. And then the next couple of days, there's one in Portland. Thinking about going to one or both of those.
Wow. So if that didn't happen and there was one that's in a drier climate, that might be the one I'm seeing. But it does feel like a gathering, that this is this gentleman's energy you're going to meet. And when you meet him, you're going to say, I know you were coming. I knew I was going to meet you. And it's going to be like that. So he's going to go, oh, great. He's going to be very open to it. So I really get that. He's going to be like, oh, well, you know, an assertive and creative project came together. So it feels to me like that is the vibe. It's going to happen, and it's going to be like right away you're going to notice them, and he's going to have a J initial somewhere in his name. Okay, so let's look for him. It does feel very strong to me that this energy is going to be coming your way. So let's just...
and do you see soon?
Well, yeah, and then again it says release and surrender.
Okay.
So I think we know what that is. So if we can do that and release the past, in a sense, any strings that could be holding you attracted or still in, kind of connected to this gentleman.
See, I'm usually not attracted to older men, so he must have some sort of young vibe. He must be slender or something. I'm not attracted.
Oh, yeah, no, he's a handsome guy. When I'm looking at him, I'm thinking very handsome, very like... good cheekbones, nice, like a mustache, dark hair. So he's got not gray hair, but dark hair. So he doesn't look old, but he's older. Then maybe that's why it's saying to you, don't negate this, because he will be somebody that you might not normally even look at, you know. So, yeah, he's a very interesting guy. Okay, so it says, we shower you with blessings of our radiant love. Open your arms and release the challenges that you've held tightly gripped within your hands. Open your hands, arms, and heart to our love and assistance. So these are angel cards, and so I really do work with the angels on when I pull. So it feels like that is so right there. And I would say, yes, it's coming within the next 3 months because of you doing this. And that's releasing it. And if you haven't done any really like, you know, ritualistic kind of, you know, like I do, like the prayer bowl from the Buddhas or something that, you know, you put the relationship, what it gave you, the love you had, the feelings you had, and then really see it, put it aside so it's over there, you know, and you clear up your own boundaries, in a sense, from his energy coming into yours, because he may be thinking of you too. A lot of times I think with very sensitive people, they're thinking of you. You know, it's not only you thinking of him. It feels like there's a two-way thing going. So,
you know, he came to me psychically the other night and just was sobbing.
Yeah.
So
I feel that. Yeah, I don't think it was just you. I think it was him attracting. You know, you have that energy that people remember to go to, you know. And I would say that that's probably more it than you doing it the other way around. So, you know, go, you know, if you have to, call and say, do you need me? Do you need to talk? I mean, something might be there that you need to finish with him. And then there will be a real freedom. You know, because I think once you love, you always do. I don't see that you can ever separate that experience from a soul, especially if it's a beautiful experience. So I think that we have to transcend the love into what it is now, which is divine love, which is always there, you know. Mm-hmm. You always love him. And that is something that we need to understand, that even our exes, or anyway, especially for women, once a spirit has entered into your being, there is very little you can do, you know, unless you really do some big work to really get it out, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I really have to really say that to people. It's not like you're going to dissolve them and they're going to go away, but especially if they've entered into your spirit, you know, in some big way. So I really do think that once we get over that, getting over someone, I don't know. I think that we really have to look at it more as like maybe more going through. you know, we kind of completed.
That's very helpful. I keep saying love and allow, and that kind of puts him over there.
Right.
And I can still, I mean, I can't shut off that love. Like you said, it's always going to be there. But, that, you know, it's a healthier thing to just put him there.
Right, and I know that if he does need you, you can send your, I mean, how many people do we have in us? I always think, you know, I'll be working with someone and I'll send another person to do what I have to do over there. So why don't we do that for you? Send your spirit guide that, you know, or yourself if he's calling on you, to go and help him, you know, to bring him peace or to bring him information or whatever he's needing, and send it, you know.
What a good idea.
Yeah, in this other dimension. And then you won't be pulled because he'll be getting what he needs from this other person, you know, in a sense, your other self. I mean, when we do the Matrix, they say you can have, you know, many dimensional selves. And I really get that's true. And so if you start to play around with the dimensional selves, instead of you always going, you know, then you'll be, that's why we get so dizzy, because we're really being pulled with this one person that we are. But if we can delegate, you know, all those that we
are. I like that, Patty Sherman.
Yeah, it works.
That's very helpful.
Yeah. It's a great one. I mean, you know, motherhood, you did it. You just didn't know you did it. Because, you know, when you have your children or anything that's, you know, small and you have to watch out for them, you know exactly where they are. You could be upstairs and doing something and you know exactly where they are, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have this other dimensional self that's watching them. So we do it, but we don't really recognize it as that's what we're doing. So once you really know that's what you do, yeah. So try that, and I get that you won't feel so pulled anymore because you're allowing him to use this self that you've approved. You know, it's not taking you away from being open for this new relationship. Because I do see that is the truth of who you are right now, is that you're open to this new and an interesting relationship. Yeah.
So you see this man as is expanded consciousness.
I do. I see him in this group of like, and they're, are you going to say like-minded, because they're not, it's not typical. It's not a group that, you know, not a church group. It's not, you know, it's more higher consciousness group. Yeah, exactly.
Good.
Yeah. So, yeah, and this man, I see a book around him. Okay, a book, like he wrote a book. You know, so people will know him, or you will know him. It's not something
just,
that.
Just a moment. I've got a raccoon here.
My dog is flip out.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said exactly. You said he has a book and people know him.
Yeah, it feels like he has. I just saw a little book around him that he wrote a book.
And so.
I'm seeing this book that he wrote, and she's very proud of it. And so there's a lot of
good.
Yeah,
I was imagining I'm going to be doing some. I'm selling a piece of property, and I thought maybe that he and I would be involved in that. But I guess it's that you mentioned something about a project, and that would be up for me.
That's a project. Yeah, that this one was creative project, and then it had. It had an assertiveness around it, so it really does feel more on the spiritual level.
Than
just, you know, that more practical level. And it does then I just pull let go of your past. Well, we know that, don't we? ground yourself, which is really, I think, important during this time. Is to constantly do the grounding work. I don't know if you do, but I mean, it really will help anchor you from being pulled, you know, from people pulling you like you last did. Because, I mean, especially if you are in the healing arts and you are that sensitive being, I'm getting that people pull on you a lot, energetically. So, and as for the business, let me just see about this business. Oh, okay, it says ask. Oh, and Cupid, that's interesting. Asking Cupid just came up. So we know that they're hearing us about this whole thing. And have confidence. Yeah, absolutely. So let me just see about one thing. So what about business? Okay, I just saw, it would look like I was looking at a plex, like a plex building. Like it has multi, I'm not sure. It didn't feel like people lived in it as much as it was like a business center. That's what it feels like. I'm not sure if you're in it, but or maybe that's it. It's white.
Okay.
It's a very white building. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, it's white, you know. It's like a very contemporary piece of property that I'm looking at. That's real interesting.
Does it have movie theaters in it or something?
Yeah, it's not. I'm looking at it. Yeah, that does look more like what it looks like. Doesn't have very, it has little windows, and it has a feeling. And it said Plex, the first word, so it does sound like a movie thing. So.
Yeah, that's my Plexus that I'm aware of.
Okay, yeah. I don't know what does that mean. Let's see what they say. Oh, so maybe he has something to do with movies. Okay, that's why they're showing me this building. Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, well, I'm willing to accept that. I get these images, and all of a sudden it makes sense to them, not me. But so it could be that there is an industry, the movie industry, is around you.
Okay.
And so that could make why I'm getting these flashes of these. It felt like I was in L.A., you know, and I was at this like Emmy, and I felt very much like that. So there is something around you that is reconnected to that or feels.
I'm going to be a star.
Oh, yes. Yes, okay, good. I love it. You know, we had someone call in last show. It was really funny. And they kept telling him he's got to go on one of those singing shows, you know. I said, do you sing? He said, yeah, I do. I said, do you sing really good? He said, I do. I said, okay, then.
it was really funny.
I do get a documentary industry type of thing around you that you'll be either helping with, putting together, knowing people that are doing it. There is something, and that could be the creative project. Oh, time to go.
Are you sure I'm just not going to do a YouTube?
No, I just keep getting time to go again. And then child, interesting, time to go. So maybe, and then energy work. Okay, all right, so I do see that you will, time to go just means that they're saying to you, if you've been thinking about it, if you've been thinking of this workshop, if you have been thinking, time to go, time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to put it into action. And then it said energy work right after that. So,
that's me.
That's you, okay. So it would mean that if you have been, they're trying to say that would be the next step they recommend highly to take because it will bring you to this next level. And it does feel like this. There's a movie or documentary or something they're writing, something you are going to be a part of. Not really clear on it exactly.
Very interesting. My son has just purchased a television camera. So I don't know how that fits in, but he just took some pictures of my island property, and he's got the, the camera for it. So the documentary and the TV and the whole industry, I don't know how he fits in, but maybe we'll make a documentary together.
Well, why not? And maybe this is what you're going to be clearer on after you meet this gentleman. It feels like maybe through his book, I see a book and him and you. So it's maybe where it's going to go. So let's say his book becomes a movie, it becomes a documentary.
Oh, I see.
There's some connection with all of that we're seeing. So I'm going to put it all together and say, maybe it's not clear this second, but it will be. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden you'll be like, wow, that's really interesting. So that is really... That is coming, energy work, yeah. And then again, release and surrender. Okay, so release and surrender. They've said it twice already. I shuffle the cards.
Yeah, I get it. They're serious.
It really is, because if that doesn't happen, to the extent that it's really opening you up to this next like level.
Yeah,
you're right. You really are your own. You're your own door, as my friend said.
Yeah, good point.
You know, it's not really allowing this next level to come in, because it really is just a level of letting him go and letting you go from any kind of any attachment. Yeah. So absolutely.
Oh, beautiful. Can you tell me what a southern man vibrates like? when you're saying he's
a Southern
man.
Yeah, you know, the Southern man, that's a vibe that I only get once in a while. But I did read another woman who was, she, and this guy had a Southern accent, had like a Southern vibe to him, very proper and ma'am and very polite.
Gentleman.
Yes.
And
yes,
polite,
yes, very polite and very, you know, respectful of women. And that's a Southern man to me. And they're a little more over the top than the American version, you know.
I like that. More refined, fine-tuned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Fine-tuned. And he feels like almost he has a bit of the South in him, if you know what I mean. He feels like he has that vibe. So that might be something we need.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and a big thick mustache. I mean, he seems like
he's from the feeling.
From the Civil War.
When I looked at him, it looked like Clark Gable.
I'm in.
Okay, no, but he had that vibe, and that's why I always get images of the vibe of the person. Of course, not that he's going to be him, but it gives me an image of what the energy will look like and feel like. So that was what it felt
Patty.
Like.
Yeah. Holy cow, did I call you from where?
Well, yes.
I woke you up to tell me this. This is so good. Oh, Patty, how brilliant you are.
Well,
Patty Sherwin, how did you ever do this? So brilliantly.
I don't know. I wish my mother always asked me that question. No. You know, it's not always fun. Believe me, I like love questions. I love them to death because it's not like, you know, when you come up and you do a reading and you're not seeing so like good things. I really don't know. And you know, it's funny. I really don't give that advice. I never, ever give, unless I'm doing a one-on-one. And to me, I hate when those cards come up and you have to acknowledge them, you know. Uh-huh. And then I get a call like, you know, 2 months later and say, you were right. You know, and I just go, oh, man. You know, I it's not that I'm right. It's just that the universe or the spirits around that person really wanted them to prepare themselves. And that's what I do know. They want us to handle what's coming to us gently.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody's going to pass, they do want you to kind of have an idea or a thought about it so that you won't be shocked when these things happen. Mm-hmm. And so I do think that's what they're doing sometimes. I hate to be the one, but I realized my husband called and said, a girl, a friend of yours just called. She was crying hysterically and said you were right about her dad dying. And I said,
oh, no.
And so I said, he said, you know, why would you tell her? I said, I didn't mean to. The cards were there, and she looked at me, and I looked at her, and she knew. And I knew she's a very intuitive lady, and we both knew what the card meant, you know. So I didn't say it, you know. I always think that was not me. Anyway, so yes, well, thank you. I appreciate so that we had a nice, lovely reading and Clark Gable.
Oh, we did. I'm just flabbergasted. I had no idea that this was going to be such a 5-star reading.
Well, there we go.
Fantastic. Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
We thank you so much for being the first. And let's see, we've got about 7 other callers. So we'll
oh,
see
my goodness.
You
yeah.
can stand and listen. A lot of
thank
times,
you.
And that's really what I noticed, a lot of the other callers will have interesting things that come up or, you know, maybe the other side will come through. So there's always something that's always amazing that I'm
okay,
like,
I hope you do more evening shows.
Well, you know, I normally am sleeping at this time.
Oh.
I don't know where I'm calling from, California. So I really go to bed pretty early and then I get up early. So I'm amazed that I was, and I'm up and I'm fine with it. So it's all good. But
well,
I was meant to meet you and to,
I
you know,
definitely think so. Oh my God, I feel so
flabbergasted. I'll put you on my board. I have a vision board that every time I do a reading, I put the vision that we've had, the highest, you know, to be met for that person. So I will have you on that board until it happens, and call me when it
you
does.
Such an inspiration for me. Thank you so much, Patty Sherwin. God bless you.
Bless you.
And do I just click on the one, or do I just stay tight?
You can stay if you'd like to listen. If you can hear it without being on the line, that's okay. I'm just going to go move on, so you can listen. You and all as well.
I definitely will. Oh, right. Fantastic!
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye, love. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to? Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Who are we talking to?
Hi, it's Pooja.
Pooja. I wrote your name down. That's so funny.
I thought of you about an hour and a half ago, I think, exactly.
Well, were you the one then?
I believe how many shows have I ever had
in the past, yeah, what, 2 years? I don't know how long I've been doing this. And I've never had an evening show, ever. And I was sitting there, Pooja, you'd understand this. And I was sitting, meditating, all of a sudden it was like, you have to have a show. And then I'm like, what, now? And, like, so I just did it. And it was like, okay.
I think
okay.
It was me.
I was listening. Thank goodness. And I was writing down all the names that came to me. Annette came to me, Gabrielle came to me, and Pooja. I just wrote those three names. Isn't that fun? So, that's wonderful.
So funny. And I was right about to fall asleep, too. And I got, I don't know, I just picked up my phone and saw the little alert for your show. And I was like, wow, that's so strange. So I just thought of you. So
that's wild. So
yeah.
What has been going on? Let's see. Is there something big going on?
Do you want me to tell you a little bit?
No, I
want to
see. Let me just
okay.
see. I want to just see. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. All right. Reward yourself. Creative project. That's interesting. I just shuffled in a creative project and time to go. Isn't that so? So there always is a vibe that's in the air that, you know, kind of starts to transcend through each caller. And this is interesting. Creative project and time to go. Again, that is wild. Yes, and of course, energy work. So are you in the process of putting together, that is probably what it is, your workshop?
I just moved in to a new office with the chiropractor that we talked about earlier.
Yes.
That I feel is going fairly well. I am in the process of finishing up my website and getting kind of the groundwork for just my business down. And I think the website's pretty much the only thing that's not done yet. And then I'm setting up like packages and stuff with other people. So I am being very, very creative with that.
Mm-hmm.
And once that's done, I know the workshop's probably going to start flowing. My components to my workshop they're not completely in line with me right now. So it's kind of thrown me for a loop.
Mm-hmm.
But
That will come. That will come. Because right now you've moved. You're physically moved. So now you have to really enter into the space. You know, kind of seed yourself, in a sense, where you are, so that it can start to vibrate at the level that you'll be at in the office. So I can understand why.
Well, I do feel... Yeah.
Go ahead.
Being in that office is really just kind of... It's almost like it's really grounding, so it almost gives me this freedom to be completely creative. So I feel like there's so much more power behind my creativity now than there was before. Like, it's structured creativity.
yeah. And you're still within this framework of healing, but you are now sitting also under this umbrella of medicine. It's different, isn't it? Because I did, when I first started doing my work, I worked with a chiropractor, and it changed the vibration of my work and made it kind of fit into more of a form that everybody could handle. Even those that didn't understand what I was doing. So it was interesting. You know, I see that kind of happening for you. Because his clients will be turned on to you. And in a sense, it will balance you both off a little.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You're going to help
him.
Oh, absolutely. So he can stay with the left brain a little because that's kind of his framework, but he's going to enter into the right because of you. So there will be a beautiful balance there, even more than the office ever had. So I do see that happening. I did see that. It's so wonderful because I remember when we did that reading a long, long time ago and we saw this, This was before, you know, here you are, and you moved in, so that's wonderful.
Well, it's so funny because I met him in, like, January, February, and I think we did the reading then. And there were other components then that just kind of fell through, and he just, I did not see him coming back at all. And he just, I don't know how this happened, but it's perfect almost. Like, the situation I feel like is perfect. I'm hoping he feels that way, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I do think, you know, in the question of, you know, before it was more questions, should I leave where I am and all that. And then all of a sudden it got to be that you had to get clear that it was a good thing to move on. So I do, I remember feeling that, you know, there always is in every big change, especially when you go from one place to another and that's your business and that's what you love and you're going to be kind of shifting your energy. There's a time frame where it does feel like you just don't know anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just, like, don't know, and you just sit with the question of what am I supposed to do, you know? And I heard that a lot, but I did always see this outcome happening. And to me, it's just so nice because once it does step into the matrix in a sense of you now there, boy, everything's going to start to happen.
And
know?
That's how I feel. I feel like things are about to just blow up. And
oh,
something, the craziest thing, two things happened. The yellow building you were seeing, I took a wrong turn one day, and I was right in front of a yellow building that I got the strongest reaction towards it, and I feel like that's the building that you have kind of been seeing every time I've called.
I know.
And there's
a
woman.
I'm like, it's not a yellow building, right?
It's like, it's on an island, and it's on a corner, and it used to be like an old spa salon.
Oh.
And I just got the strongest feeling about it. And there was a woman I met at a networking meeting, and she just kind of came in and laid out this whole financial plan for me about how much I would have to save and how much I would have to make in order to, you know, get investors really interested. And she just came in, did her thing, and left. So weirdest.
Really? So there are your answers, too. Yeah. And, you know, as for your shop, I do see that it's going to be you know, that something in what you do, you can have this crystal metaphysical kind of bookstore kind of shop that you'll sell the things that you really love yourself, you know, there. And it will kind of, you know, be that for you. Be fun. It will be fun to find the artist that you like and the jewelry and whatever it is, because that's a fun part of business is doing what you love, right? You really want to have it be a part of you, you know. So I do see that. That's coming, absolutely.
Do you see this chiropractor being involved in a lot of it?
Well, I do. Yeah, I do. Once it starts to move into another level, yeah, I see it being a whole thing. I see him being a part. I really do. I mean, you know, he's not going anywhere, Pooja. He's staying around for a really long time. This gentleman has been is in a sense written in your sacred contract of purpose, and in a sense we're going to do it together, kind of thing. So I see his vision as strong as yours. I know that he actually has a vision similar to yours. I really do.
Does he really? Because I told him about mine a long time ago, and he just hasn't.
I feel like
he's just kind of seeing how things go.
No, I do. I see him.
Do you see it aligning with mine? Like,
well, I see it. You know, this is a big one for you, so it does. It's going to take some time for it all to kind of get lined up. You know, energetically, financially, all of it.
Well, yeah, and I'm really excited about it because it's one of those things where it's just kind of flowing. I mean, it's little and it's steady, but it's flowing, and it's nice, you know,
and then be with what it is that you're in right now, because it's like it's a really nice to step out of the way and let, you know, in a sense, the flow happen and work its magic through you. So sometimes if we think about it and know too much, we try to orchestrate it. So I always think that just forget I ever said anything. And then just go, oh, that's interesting. You know, I really think that's important, you know.
Do you get anything with love in him? Because
I do. You know I do. And I don't know. I don't think it's going to be, and I say this, in the time frame that's right away. It feels like,
yeah,
he's gonna, it feels like, you know, it could be nine. If the number nine came up, it could be around 9 months down the road after working with him for a while that something will start to be aware. He'll be aware of it too and be allowing it to happen.
It's a long time, 9 months.
I know, but it's going to be fine. It's going to be the perfect time. Because, again, you're building so much more. You're building a working and a love relationship, so you really want a good, strong foundation. You know what I mean? So look at it this way. If you rushed into the love thing way before you had a really good working relationship with this gentleman, you would not be able to sustain working with him. You know what I mean? So what the universe is going to start to do is work with you so you know his way, what he expects. He knows you. He knows you're responsible and you're this and that. So you're both going to start to really understand and respect each other's work. So that is number one, okay? Because then when the next step happens, it's unshakable, you know? It's unshakable. You are building your relationship on a very sound foundation. So if it happens too quickly, it doesn't work that way. It just doesn't, you know. I know you're anxious. I feel it. I feel it a lot, you know. I feel that Pooja, she's just so lovely, and she needs that love, and she needs that respect, and she wants her.
You just have to, like, show that love. Like, it's hard for me to carry it around and not
but
show
see,
it.
But it's this. You are such a great
I feel the same
wife.
Way with him. That I think he's that way, too. Like, I feel like he's almost holding himself back.
Yeah, and it's okay. It's good. It's a really good thing to do. It's a good thing because remember, that is what you're building as a really strong foundation, so that your journey together is unstoppable. You know.
Do you see it being long term? Is that a really, really long? Do you remember that vision that you saw with like the Napa Valley and the retreat?
Yeah. That's
what
I mean.
Do you see him? In it?
Yeah, he is a part of this. He is so a part of this, yes. He is right there in the yellow house. You weren't alone when I saw that. You were not alone. And you were holding a baby.
Yeah.
And you were holding a baby. Yes, and it was absolutely. So there was a lot to that vision. So what I get is that, you know, if it's a 3-year down the road thing or if it's 2 year, it's going to happen. It's going to unfold at a good pace because it doesn't feel rushed to me. It feels like it's slow but very steady. You know what I mean? The energy just keeps moving and moving and moving. And again, you're building clientele. You're getting well known. All this is going to stop. Is going to help the big level of this spa happening for you. Really. I do see it. And so, you know, it's more of a life vision than just immediate, you know. It's like, you know, this store happening is going to happen. That feels really like more immediate than the spa down the road. But that is the journey of learning how to run a business and how to work with this and all of it. So it's like you can't have, you know, you can't go too fast with this one. That's all I say. The universe is saying, slow down.
Okay, I know. I need to slide. Can I ask you about how aware he is, though? Are we kind of on the same page?
No,
with that? Like,
no. Can I say that without offending you? He's a little slow. He's a little slow. That's why this night, that's why it's taking, he's a little slow. He's very much in his left brain, so it takes him a little bit to get into his emotions and to know what he's feeling.
Is he going to speed up a little bit, or is that supposed to happen so that I would slow down?
Well, just the first card was see only love. So just see him as a very loving, as a sweet little boy who's just very kind of insecure around girls. That's what I get. I do.
He's like a puppy dog.
I know. It's okay. I'm really getting that about him. He's just lovely, but he's very, very insecure. So he's not really one to just be very aggressive or fast. And then it says, listen, quiet your mind, beloved ones, and listen to our gentle reassurance that everything has been taken care of. Stay in a quiet and receptive state without worrying about the exact nature of your desires. Aren't we just talking about that? Yeah. And, you know, that is maybe what you're going to start to see.
is that he's going to start to trust you and, like, appreciate you so that he can start to bring his feelings into his heart, you know? And through your work and how wonderful you are and how sensitive, and it's going to start to open him up so that he will start to tune more into the heart center place, okay? So don't worry. Yeah, he's all head. He's a bit of a head right now. But you know what? That's okay. You do need, you know, you do need the balance. You totally need the balance. My husband's a head. husband's a pilot.
He's a pilot.
No, he's a pilot. When I met him, he was a pilot, a 747 captain. Come on. And I was like, you know, this. I just like came back from, I'd spent time with Sai Baba. I was like floating around. But I really get that he needed me as much as I needed him. You know, he grounded me and I enlightened, in a sense, his being a lot too. So I think that it was a nice blend. And it still is. I mean, I still see his being shocked over things that happen in my world, because then he looks at me and he goes, "Why am I shocked? I'm hanging out with you." So
that's
really
part of the attraction, isn't it?
Yeah. Really, Pooja, I have to say, you know, it's that yin and yang. You know, it's the blend of the black and the white. It's always happening. You know, opposites do attract, and I do believe that they have something to teach each other. My friend said they attract, but they don't stay together. But I do think that he has enough sensitivity to be very good with you, you know, and he's not really a nerdy guy, you know. But, but now the fun begins. I mean, this is so exciting. You're there. That's awesome.
I'm super excited.
I know.
You got the card reward yourself.
Yeah.
So I should be expecting some rewards.
Yeah, reward. I know, and this is your reward. You will start to, you know, get money, you know, steady money. That's a reward. You will start getting recognized for your talents. That's a reward. He will say, "Oh, you have to meet Pooja. She's one." He's going to reward you by offering his patients your services, right? So it's really is what's happening for you, is that you'll finally be rewarded for being you, you know. I mean, it's so funny. I had a birthday party, you know, and my husband's friend had hurt his ankle. So he said, "Patty, can you work on my ankle?" So, you know, he takes his boot off. And, like, I'm at my party and I'm working on his ankle. And he'd never had any work done at all. So I'm working on him. All of a sudden, he goes, "Oh, my God, I just felt that in my head. You know, how did you do that?" You know, so I said, "Oh, you know, I'm doing the Matrix." And so I'm just talking and I'm doing some work on him. And the next thing he knows, he's like, "Oh, my God, I just know what happened to me, Patty, but I feel really weird." So it was like, okay, all right. So then he sits down and then he looks like he's going to faint. So I said, "Are you okay?" And he goes, "Yeah, I'm all right. That was weird." And then his girlfriend, who knows what I do and everything, she goes, "You don't know what, you know, Patty's doing?" And he goes, "No, I hang out with her husband." And so he never really has had a session. So he stands up and his ankle is better. He has no more pain. And so he takes out $40 and he puts it on my counter. And I look and I say, no, this, I'm not going to take $40. And he goes, "No, please do. And there was a gentleman there that I didn't know. I just met him that night because my girlfriend started dating this man. And he looked at me and he said, "Patty, it's an exchange. It's an exchange of energy. It's just energy. And he wants you to have it." And so I said, "Okay, thank you for reminding me." Because, you know, it really was what he wanted. I helped him. He wanted to do something for me. So really it was interesting. And that's what made me think of you. It's finally time for the exchange to happen in your life, you know, fully.
Awesome.
Yeah, and that's really coming. And that's, you're right in it. It's wonderful. Yeah.
Well, I love it because I'm in a place where, like, I feel really full, even though, like, I might not be seeing it physically, I feel very full, and so I love giving, too. So I'm giving a lot of my energy away, and in a good way, you know, like, from a really full cup, like, a really happy, like, I'm doing a lot of pro bono stuff, too, and it's not from a place where it's, like, I don't know, I just feel very full, so I'm excited, I'm super excited, and it's
well, this is the beginning of the. This is the beginning of the vision that we saw. Really, you know, if you think about it. So, it's so a lot of things will happen within this place too. A lot of learning and a lot of trusting and a lot of wonder and all that. But it's all good. It's just it's wonderful. Yeah, and he is going to be a big help. It feels like who he is. Is he needed you to actually be able to enter into the dimensions that you can help him get to and bring him to. So your teaching will allow him to get to those places. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the good thing about him is I feel really safe around him.
Yeah.
I feel like I can just, I can fly. It's almost like having, my dad was kind of like that. Like he, it's almost like,
like he does have that energy. Yeah,
they could come in and kind of control everything, but they don't. Instead, they stand back and kind of just watch you do your thing, but they're there in case you're going to make a mistake.
Yeah, I hear you, and that is the energy of this man, absolutely. He has a very grounded kind of power that's beautiful and very sure, you know. So in a way, that's where it's helpful. He's not flighty at all, very grounded, you know. So we're and maybe that's what we need as healers. We need somebody that anchors us, you know, that puts us right where we are so that we can get through the day and that we can function and, you know, get things done, you know. Because my girlfriend said, you know, before I got married, I was like, she said, like a ribbon floating in the air.
Yeah.
And and I said, well, thank you. And she said, no, but I like you better now, she said. You know, like, now I'm like a pig in the mud. So I said, you know, like I really got rooted once I had a kid and all that stuff happened. So it really has been a journey for me to be in this body, in this moment, at this level that is real, you know, and find the beauty in it, because it's easy to not to, you know, fly away and go off in all the other dimensions, but it's really nice to be here now too. You know, my friend said there's beauty in the dirt, you know, and I thought interesting. Yeah, there really is. And this is the next venture for you on a spiritual level, all that other, and in it there will be times where you will prefer, and I'm going to say that you may prefer the other places because it will seem easier. But it's not as rich, you know, and that's something that you have to, and maybe not as, you know, maturity comes into, the word maturity keeps coming in for me, and I think this is your growing time, absolutely, on many levels, this is your growing time, and so with that will be great big teachings of who you are and the power you have, you know, in you. And the only way to do it is to be right in the middle of it, you know, because you can't, you know, and that's the truth. And I remember thinking if I didn't become a mother, I wouldn't have this knowledge and this amazing information that came in through that experience, you know. So it altered me. And I think in a better way, because now I have more understanding for everyone on the planet, you know, than I did when I was single and all that. So this just feels so good to me. And it feels, I'm so grateful for, you know, everything. I really am. And I just, I'm excited for you, Pooja. I really
am. Thank you so much. I'm just like, I mean, this was exactly what I needed because I've just been freaking out for the last few days with him.
Well, you know, I do want to have you on the show. When you get it all together, I do want to have a show with you on it.
Yeah.
And I want to have, maybe we can do some of your teachings and some of the meditations or whatever that you are doing. And we'll do it.
Absolutely.
We can. Yeah, absolutely. When you're ready, you let me know. Because, you know, I just know that it would be a wonderful thing to put out there in the world, not just, you know, in your office, so. Let's
great.
Keep that.
Awesome.
All right, love. I'm going to continue taking calls, but
yes,
keep me posted.
Do.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Love
you.
Thank
you so much. Love
awesome.
You too.
Bye. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hi, my name is Tonetta.
Hi, Tonetta. How are you?
Hi.
What a great name.
Thank you. I'm calling because I need some information regarding a gentleman from my past.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going back 16 years ago. And the only reason it struck a chord for me, a woman friended me on Facebook, and then she was giving away a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'll take the dog. And then she called me today, and we were discussing the dog and about dropping the dog off tomorrow. And that led to one thing after another. And here I found out that she dated the man that I dated 16 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me, she says, you know, Tonetta, back in 2005, Ernie was telling me how he made such a mistake, you know, breaking up with you and how that still affected him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Lori, wait a minute, wait, no one ever told me this.
Wow.
And here's the thing, I don't even really know this Lori lady. She just kind of friended me on Facebook a couple months ago, and
mm-hmm.
then she's giving away this dog, and then we talked because she needed directions because she's coming from, you know, 3 hours away. She doesn't know where I live. So all of this kind of got in alignment
mm-hmm.
for this message to come through. So now,
yeah, let's see. Well, and maybe, you know, like we said, he might have been energetically looking for you. And so through, you know, I always think the course of events, the spiritual course of events that take us in those journeys that help that person on the other side get their question answered, you know?
Okay.
And so it could be why it was so unusual, you know, that it came to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, we are like little antennas that pick up, you know, I always say it's like cosmic AT&T, you know, but it goes both ways. Just like we can pick up on somebody calling us and the phone rings and you were just thinking of them. My question to that is maybe they were thinking of you and then that's why you picked up on that. It's more that than anything, that they were calling you and you picked it up. So let's, just see what it says. All right.
Okay.
Oh, blessings in disguise. Interesting. Yes, sir. Cupid.
Oh, boy.
Steady progress.
Oh, boy.
Yes, and shower of abundance. That is a beautiful.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, those are all. And then see only love. Yeah, I would say, I mean, that's a spread to remember here, huh? So I would say absolutely that you need to, you know, maybe Facebook him back and find out, put his name in Facebook. And then it says listen. Again, so quiet your mind and start to listen to what it is. That anything that comes to you, thoughts of him, feelings of him, even information that comes.
Right.
I want you to sit with your quiet self, don't have any dialogue going on, and see what comes. Because what you might get is that, and then release and surrender came up again. So that's interesting. That's been coming up a lot all night. So release and surrender. So that is a good one to do. But
okay.
I like to think of it as releasing and surrendering any negative energy that you had about that person. Because sometimes that's what's holding us back from either loving. I mean, that's really who we are. We're just loving beings who really maybe have had issues with certain areas of things, and then we get taken away from that experience and with that person. And that's loving them, right? So think back, and maybe there is a reason that comes to you. It feels like it was you who broke up with him, right? So does it feel...
No. He broke up with me.
Okay, but were you, there was some, it feels like he broke up with you, but it feels like you had something major to do with it, like in his mind. It feels like he thought you were cheating, or there was some issue of
of infidelity. It feels like there was some question in his mind that you weren't being faithful, or something was going on in his mind that made him break up with you. So you were the reason in his mind. All right. Mm-hmm. But in his mind, that gave him, see, what sometimes happens, remember this, well, when we're in a relationship, there's all energy going on. So let's say he is insecure. Now, he could have been young, like, you know, a long time ago. He could have been insecure about you in his life. So what men sometimes do is they deviate from their insecurity and they look at another woman because it builds that security that they want to have so strongly. So then, of course, what happens is then they end up not being able to have any relationships because they can't have many at once. It doesn't work out that way. So it feels like his insecurity was great. And I'm getting that he just didn't have a real sense of himself yet. You know what I mean? I'm getting that he was a little bit over the top, it feels like. Drinking too much, partying too much, over the top kind of guy, you know? I'm just getting a little bit of that going on for him. And maybe unbeknownst, and I say this because a lot of times these things are going on and you didn't even know, you know?
Well, the girl. He broke up with me to go back with his ex-wife. That's what happened. And then his ex-wife came back. She only stayed like about 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then she took off again with some guy on a motorcycle. And mm-hmm. then he called me. And he's like, oh, well, she left me again. And I, you know, can we get back together? And I was like, no.
Right. So that was what I was seeing was this other woman and you. This other woman, and then nothing. And then
right.
They were both gone.
And, you know,
so the guy did do that.
Right. Over a couple of years there, he did try to get back with me, but I was adamant about saying no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Right.
Because I didn't think he was remorseful. I didn't think he learned his lesson. But with Lori just telling me that information today, 16 years went by, and that in 2005 he's telling her, hey, do you know Tonetta? And she was the best thing that ever happened in my life, and I should have never broke up with her. And, I mean, that kind of really, really hit home because, I mean, if he's still –
mm-hmm.
you know, that deep in thought, then maybe, you know, maybe
he really did mean it. Yeah.
Maybe he is remorse.
Wow, it does. And then I just pull, let your past go. And
yeah.
Blessings in disguise. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, my thing is, do you feel like me and him are going to communicate again or
yes.
meet up?
And I have a feeling through Facebook again. So if you could punch his name in, you might find him.
I didn't find him on Facebook, but listen to this. I found his daughter.
Oh, okay. So through that,
I did Facebook her and leave a little message that, you know, I used to date her father. She was only 3 at the time. She's 18 now.
Wow.
And I said, I would like to be your friend, but I didn't hear nothing back. So I don't know.
Well, I'm sure that it will get back to
yeah,
him.
She may not be my friend, but she may tell her dad, oh, my God, you're not going to believe, you know,
yes.
this girl,
yes.
Tonetta. And
yes.
So
yes,
maybe
yes.
something will brew up.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like he's that close anymore to you. Does he doesn't feel like he lives in the same town. It feels like he's further away to
he's
get to.
Maybe like 20 minutes away. He's still in the same house.
Okay, but it does feel like, I don't know why, I keep seeing a truck. Like either drives trucks or there's a lot of trucking or it feels like there's trucks around
okay.
this guy.
Maybe yeah. he has a truck now for an automobile.
Yeah, okay. All right, feels like I'm seeing this. Okay, so.
Well, you know what? His house is right near the trucking company.
Oh, okay. That's it. All right, I didn't get that he was driving. I just saw trucks, like trucking. Yeah, okay, that's good. So that's where he is. And, yeah, absolutely.
But how do I know if he's involved with someone? I mean, I don't know.
I would think that if once you start to connect with him again little by little you'll start getting information.
Right.
Yeah, it does feel like if you even, and I'm going to say this energetically, drive down that street, okay? Just
okay.
Energetically drive down the street.
Uh-huh.
And just by you going by the house, it
mm-hmm.
will be like a ray of energy just went into that house in his mind to think of you. And then he'll probably talk to his daughter and something's going to come up that you had emailed her. And that's how it's going to happen. But just energetically drive by, because to me, that will just be all you need. And don't even stop. I mean, just energetically drive down the street and it will start to stir things back up. But
you know,
because you're the one that said no, you're the one that had to release him, in a sense, and
mm-hmm.
forgive him, and so that you are opening the door up again, okay? And and that's what you have to know. Whatever it was you didn't like him that he did then, his way of dropping you and going to the wife and then wanting you back, that is something you're going to have to either forgive him about and really say, okay, it was a long time ago.
Right.
Find a reason in yourself that says, I can forgive you for this, because there won't be any energy room for a new relationship if you have those thoughts of him acting that way in this time, okay?
Right, right.
Yeah, so let's forgive him to the extent of being young, not knowing, wanting to please this ex-wife, or, and it could have just been that kind of thing of trying to win back this woman who did not want him, right? Because she left him again. So,
right.
Yeah. It could have been ego, absolutely. It feels like it was. And so that might have been all it was. I mean, a lot of times men don't realize it's not love that's chasing the woman. It's ego.
Right.
And he might have realized that's why he wanted you, that there was more love in his life when you were in it than when the wife was in it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it feels like he did have, he had an aha moment, you know? Which it was a little late, but you're more mature now. And
mm-hmm.
let me see what it says about really going for this, because I mean, just starting to see. Yeah, again, that's amazing. Let go of your past. Let your past go. Okay, and then reward yourself. Okay, so that's a good thing. That's really saying that this is a reward for yourself. That
okay.
this person. And then it's this perfect timing. Wow. That's great.
See?
Yeah. Yeah, same
energy. And I think if this man does come back into my life, I think he's going to appreciate me more and treat me, you know, like a princess because of what he experienced.
Yeah. And then it said the ocean.
Wow.
Yeah. And the ocean. Interesting.
Yeah, so, you know, and the thing is, when I wrote to his daughter that little Facebook message, I was like, you know, I dated your father, you were three, and then this just came out of nowhere, and I typed it. Even though, you know, I really
mm-hmm.
don't know the girl, I said, you were my heart back then.
Oh.
You
and
know?
She was three, so she put maybe she does remember you as being a sweet lady.
She used to call me mommy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, see, this is what I'm saying. And see, I dated him for like a year.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
I was
it really
there.
Was. It was
so
a really big relationship.
What do we do? You know, I used to go over there and rock her to sleep because he had full custody of the children. He has a girl and a boy.
Wow.
But I talked to the little girl, see?
Well, look at this one. This one says, go for it, blessing in disguise. Both of them. They're together.
Know,
so, yeah, it feels like this might be your time.
Right, and you know, she's graduating this year,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it's
wow.
just...
Yeah.
I don't know if it's all going to come together.
I would say as long as you stay open... to this is happening for you, it's going to happen. Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
So somehow,
I mean,
somehow
I feel, it feels like everything is saying the blessing in disguise, go for it, giving and
right.
receiving. It just feels like they're saying, it's going to happen. Don't worry about it. Just be open, and it will start to work its way towards you. Because this is it. You are the beacon, right? Just like we talked about in the first, you send out the energy of being open to his energy coming into yours. So do that.
Right.
Just stay open.
Right.
And say, you know, I am open to receiving this relationship in my life. It, you know, only and I always say, if it's here to bring me the highest good for my teaching, you know. So you're really going to ask a lot from it. But if it's loving and wonderful, it's going to bring you the highest good. That's the truth.
Right.
A loving relationship does bring you that. So if you just state that to the universe.
Okay.
That's what you're willing to have happen in your world, and then let it go. And don't focus, well, because every time you say, is it gonna, I don't know, you start to, in a sense, corrupt the energy, if you know what I mean.
Right.
We start to throw all the worry on it and all the, you know, the things that really don't, that's not true, okay? None
right.
of it's true. Love is the only thing that's true, only thing. And so everybody in this planet wants that. They really do. They want to find their soulmate and be appreciated and be, in a sense, matched to it. And that's what I know. So that's what you ask for. And if indeed you're ready to now be together because he's grown up and the kids are grown, then to me that is a perfect timing for this relationship.
Right, and he's been through two more bad marriages,
mm-hmm.
and just, mm-hmm. and then he's still crying over me. So that tells you if he's still,
mm-hmm.
you know, strung up over me, then
mm-hmm.
why didn't I know this beforehand?
It's all good, though. It's all good. I mean,
yeah.
it doesn't matter when. It just matters that he's ready. You know what I mean?
Right,
that he's
right.
ready for you now. So if it did, you know, you might not have been ready for him then. He might
exactly.
have had some. Right.
Exactly.
So I always believe in the divine timing of things, and it
yes.
does feel like it's coming your way. So step out of the way and don't, in a sense, predict it, in a sense, negative, positive, anything. And just let it just run its course. Be open to it. That's all you have to do.
So you feel like he's going to get in touch with me through Facebook, through the daughter.
That is what I see. Yeah, that's the first thing I saw, that you had opened up your emails and here he was. So definitely through email, you are going to get something from him.
Right, and I would like to meet him like for coffee at a little diner or
yeah,
something.
And then that's what you can do. I mean, as you start to build a relationship and talk to him
right.
a bit, then you're going to start to say, hey, what are you doing? Want to go have a cup of tea or coffee? And then
right.
that will start to get you guys back to communicating again.
Right, and his daughter's yeah. going to have her prom, her graduation,
mm-hmm.
all of these things,
right.
you know?
Right, love. It's happening. So I'd love to hear about what, you know, in the future. It feels like it's the email's coming soon. So,
okay.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's going to be a while. It feels like a month at the latest. You'll hear something. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, love. All right, let me know how it goes, and I'll talk to you real soon.
All okay. right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, P. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who I'm talking to? Hi, it's a 513 number.
Oh, yes. Hi, dear.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Who are we talking to?
My name is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, yeah. So would you like to ask one? We're going to zero in on one question.
Yes.
All
one
right.
little question.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I am planning on making a move,
mm-hmm.
and I want to see if you think it will financially work for me.
All right, Deborah. Oh. All right, let's see. Giving and receiving. Yeah, giving and receiving. And then it said, go for it. So absolutely.
Good.
I shuffled.
Okay.
So go
when is a good time for me to be doing that this year?
Yeah, heart chakra, which is interesting, so that it brings it into loving this new move. It's like you're in love with the idea of this new move. So it could be because of a relationship or a family. So it has something to do with the heart.
My sister.
Great. All right.
Yes.
So it's
And I'm hoping to find love there also.
Yeah. Well, I mean, heart chakra, when I see that, I know it means that that's what's drawing you to this new place. And then it says steady progress, which is really good. That means, and then shower of abundance. So that's wonderful. That is really, it's lined up. It's a good read because it means that the progress, when you make a decision based on your heart, it just starts to fall in line and will work for your highest good. So, yes, absolutely. And then shower of abundance. So that means financial. It says to heal your financial situation, first give us your worries concerning money. That's what it says. We will guide you in order to show you how to create and accept abundance. So I guess it's true about accepting abundance, you know, accepting help, accepting, you know, what it is that you deserve. So if that is coming your way, absolutely. And then it said wedding. Interesting. I haven't pulled that card all night. So wedding.
That is good.
Yeah.
Do you have a time frame?
Enjoy. Oh, let's see. And then life purpose. Well, this is a really very positive spread. Life purpose, blessing in disguise, let your past go. Yeah, so it is moving you. I feel like I'm on a road, you know, and I'm going down this new path where there'll be new people. Now, it feels like I am in a neighborhood. And in this neighborhood, there's a gentleman neighbor that catches your eye. He feels very close to you. Feels like you could go for a walk and he'll be walking. You know, he's going to be like in the park when you're in the park. And feels like this kind of like friend that turns into a really wonderful relationship. And that is the wedding probably. And then it does say reward yourself.
Is he an older gentleman or...
Yeah, but then perfect timing again. That's wild. Older, not so much. He feels more, I'm going to say like your age. You're not old. He feels more your age group. I'm getting the feeling that he's alone, that his wife passed, that he's a widow. He has a dog. I'm seeing a dog that he walks.
Great. What kind of dog?
I'm actually seeing this like spotted brown, like light tan and white dog.
Okay.
That he walks. And so in that there will be something that there will be this connection. Maybe you're going to get a dog. The ocean came up again. Isn't that interesting?
Because that's where I'm wanting to move.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Oh, Patty, that is awesome. You are just giving me chills.
We know. I love when things really want us to get it. You know what I mean? Like, let me tell you for sure that we're on the right page. So this feels good to me. I have time frames. When I see things, I just see a whole lineage of things happening. It feels like the move goes down. You know, I'm watching this story unfold while I start to pull the cards. So it feels like you're going, your gift of abundance. It feels like there will be a younger woman that you're friends with. It feels maybe a niece or someone that's very sweet, that's loving around you. And during this move, it's going to help you and be your buddy. It just feels like a young woman.
Does she have dark brown hair or blonde hair, short hair?
I am getting a darker hair, a short girl. She feels kind of short. And she's got longish, kind of medium length hair, glasses.
She is a little, she's like someone that needs for you to meet. You're going to either meet her or you know her already, and she's in this other place, and you'll be walking with her and exercising. She likes to do it, so it's going to be a kind of a friend like that. So
okay.
It feels really good. It feels like, yeah, absolutely.
You see me by the beach. That is wonderful.
I do.
You know, and I don't know why. My spirit, can you answer or even give me a clue to why my spirit is drawing me to the ocean right now?
Yeah.
I can't explain it. I just know I have to be there.
You do.
I have to hear it.
Well, it's almost
like
you have
on the
to
beach.
Go. But you have to go because this new life exists for you.
Yeah.
It's not just you. It's not always like, I don't know, you know, what it is sometimes, but I do know that there's, our guides are taking us because that's where we have to go so that we can get the rest of the teaching, you know, has to unfold.
Mm-hmm.
The ocean is where it's going to happen with meeting these new people that you, you know, that are going to benefit from meeting you. Because it's a win-win, you know. They meet you, they get love, they get happiness, and it's a win-win. So it's like opening up your world so that these new spirits have been waiting to meet you, you know.
Good.
So
well,
love
I have a niece. I have a niece that's getting married this year,
mm-hmm.
and that could be the wedding.
That's
that
the wedding,
see.
Yeah, because that's what it felt like. Because it was too quick into the move that we came up with the wedding. You know what I mean? So that wasn't your wedding. That was her wedding. That makes sense.
Right.
That's
yes.
what it was.
Well,
yeah,
I'm packing. I'm going to start packing this week, but I don't really plan on moving until after the wedding. So that will be after June.
Yeah.
You know? My
this doesn't feel, this feels like a slower move. You know, it feels like a...
Right.
A slower move for you.
But I know I'm definitely doing it.
I mean,
there's you, I know 100%. I've already told my landlord, you know, that I'm not going to be renewing my lease, that I'm moving to a different area altogether. I'm going to be about 700 miles away from here where I'm at now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel, it just feels good.
Yeah.
All the way down to my bones. It just feels right.
Yeah,
you know,
I keep seeing. I'm going to say what it feels like. I see a little cottage. It looks like a little white. It's like a little white cottage. It has like just a simple house, you know, very basic, but close to the beach. And
okay.
This,
so you don't see me in a high rise or anything
no,
like
I
that.
No, I see
then.
This as a little cottage, and it's so quaint and so cute. It feels
oh
like
God.
You could. You could walk, you know, right down the street.
That's exactly what I'm wanting.
Yeah, I see this. I do. It will come to you. As more that you get into that area, you know, during the wedding, it feels like I want you to look, when you're there, I want you to look. It feels like there is like a gathering center, like a Starbucks coffee shop. But it's not that. It has little notes people can put up that this is for rent and this is for rent. And I'm seeing that you get this information from a piece of paper that says this cottage is for rent.
Okay.
And it feels like it has a seven, like a, and I don't know, maybe that's, yeah.
Well, this is, I'm in a five personal year, if that. So I don't know if you do any numerology, but that is supposed to be all
about
new.
It. I don't do it.
Yeah,
no,
all new beginnings and everything. Mm-hmm. So it ties right into what you're saying, also.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and it feels like this young girl, not young. I'm going to say young because I'm 50. So she's like 30.
I'm 50 also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's like 30-ish. Okay. But she feels young to me because I'm 50. So I realize that my sense of
young
is now moved up.
There.
So
are
she's like a 30-year-old
girl that's there.
Yes. Okay. This girl is going to help you a lot finding this place or know somebody about this little cottage. Yeah, absolutely. And around this area, it feels like this gentleman, you'll be seeing him walking the dog and saying hi. And he's
kind of a quiet guy, so you're going to take a little while to kind of say, where, you know, have you been this era? There's going to be a bit of a time where you just get to see him a lot, and he, you, and then you'll talk to him, and it will be a friendship, you know, first, but it feels like a very sweet guy, yeah. And he's alone. Aww. It feels like he's very alone, you know.
Now, does he live in the cottage area also?
Yeah, yeah. That's what it feels like. This area that you will be in will be where he is, too. It's real close, like, yeah. And he's a widow. I keep getting a woman on the other side around him. So, yeah, it's a wonderful
thing. What do you see him doing? Do you?
I don't see him working at all. I think he's retired because he walks the dog a lot.
Okay.
He's walking that dog, well, like, all the time. So he's
Patty,
really
that
sweet,
is,
though. Yeah.
That is awesome. But you see him as a good person.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just I see him quite lonely, too. So I see him really, like, needing a friend and someone to go to dinner. And so, and you are going to just be such a bright light for him. Yeah.
And do you see this young person around him also that's trying to connect us? Or is it just me and him doing this on our own?
Yeah, it's kind of you. I don't see this girth girl having much to do. I do see that you walk with her, and that's kind of how you start to notice him. And maybe because we mentioned him, you'll notice him more.
Yeah.
You know, the universe works like, okay, that was interesting. I mean,
I'm going there in April. It's funny that you say this because, Patty, I went there. I was there at Thanksgiving, and I was there at Christmas. In Thanksgiving, we did walk in her neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
my sister's neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
okay? And there are a lot of people there that walk dogs.
Okay.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yes, this is it. This is what I'm getting. So it's wonderful. It's just going to be such a new and wonderful place for you to be. It's really where you need to be, really. So
yeah. I was telling my mother that, today that, you know, I just really need, I'm 50 and I'm just ready to start life over.
Mm-hmm.
I've been divorced now almost 4 years and I'm a breast cancer survivor and I have some health issues that I'm going to take care of, but I'm on the mend and I'm feeling better,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I really, I'm just so ready for someone to come back into my life.
Yeah,
you know?
And you know, it feels like an orchestrated meeting, you know, divinely orchestrated, because I see his wife on the other side wanting him to meet somebody nice. And
oh, really?
I really do. I do.
Is she a breast cancer? Do you see what she passed with?
I do get like a more around the stomach, feels like
okay.
Yeah, it just feels like it's more solar plex, and maybe
okay.
Yeah,
so it could have been pancreatic.
Yeah,
or,
it feels like he was
ovaries.
Yeah, yeah. There's something in there that he will. Well, there will be a good connection because of what you have gone through, that will, in a sense, have him heal that part too. You know. Because
yeah.
I think people need to heal, especially when someone, you know, and they're left alone and they have
right.
to deal with it, you know. So they're angry over it. But they, you know, to see someone who survived it is a really hopeful experience, you know.
Well, I also volunteer. I'm a volunteer coordinator for hospice in my local area here.
Is there do you know a woman named Betsy?
Who?
Is there anyone that you worked with that's on the other side named Betty? Or
Betty?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny that you said that. I know her. I know who she is. I've never met her.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the nurses that I'm very, very good friends with has spoke of a Betty before, a lot, who passed away with breast cancer.
Yeah, she's right here right now.
Is she really?
Yeah. She's very, very much aware of what you've been doing, she says. And she's very, very proud of you. She said that she wishes more people would take
the time. She's really impressed with how much time, effort you put into what you're doing. She said it's wonderful.
I am a volunteer.
Yeah,
but you don't only volunteer.
You do a lot more, she says, than any of the other people. She's telling me that.
Yeah, I put in a lot of time that I don't account for.
And she wants you to know that. And she's telling me she's recognizing you. And she just wants you to know she appreciates it. Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I am so excited now.
It's always nice
Patty.
To have these wonderful little messages. I mean, she's been here a while, and I'm like, okay, what's your name? Line
oh, that's
up.
That's
okay,
wonderful.
That's wonderful.
But you don't get an you get any idea what this gentleman's name is?
Let's see.
I mean, is he tall?
The first letter just came to me. It says B. And
okay.
And it says
Bob
Bradley. It's like the first word was Brad Bradley, Brad. But B could mean his last name.
Okay.
It could mean something. But it's a B.
Okay.
I see him. There's a house on a corner. That is his house. I'm seeing it. It's quite a nice house. It has a lot of lights in the front. And and that is where he walks a lot, too, from his house down into this area where it looks like a grassy knoll type of area where the beach is and stuff like that. That's where he goes every day. It's like a clockwork thing. Yeah. I'm like, this guy is really regimented. But he goes a lot. He goes like 3 times a day. The dog walks a lot. But, you know, he's definitely a thin-built guy. Let me get a better picture of him. A little balding. I'm not getting a lot of hair. He seems to have glasses. I'm not sure if they're glasses to read or just wears, like, glasses. Sunglasses, you know, all the time. But they feel like they're glasses.
Okay.
He's not in his 50s. He's more like an early 60, okay?
Okay,
that's
good.
What keeps coming up for me, 60. So he's not 50. He's 10 years older than you, but that's okay.
That's
so
good.
Could
no,
be why, yeah, why he's not on.
Sure I do a vision board, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I know you were talking about a vision board earlier, and I have put so many good things on my vision board this time, and I had it made before the new moon. I was trying to get everything all set, and my daughter is going to be graduating from high school this year, and she's going off to college. So I am. I'm hoping that I get to reconnect with her soon, you know, and that acceptance of her means a lot to me.
Yeah.
And do you connect or see anything with her?
Yeah, I do see her connecting. I know she feels like she's just had a difficult time. You know what I mean? I don't know. Just. Feels like she was, you know, that, you know, teenage years where they get angry over stuff, you know.
Yep.
And you don't know exactly what it is, but you just don't know what you ever did wrong, you know. And feels like you've been her punching bag, energetic punching bag, a little bit more than you should have been because you were awfully sweet, you know. And I think that she's finally growing up enough to get that. You know, it feels
really?
Like, yeah, I feel like there's a break, well, even if in her way of seeing you.
And do you get any type of, is this after I've moved and everything?
Yeah. I think she's going to start to accept you as a woman, you know, as she's the woman, you're a woman, and you're going to start to build a relationship, not mother-daughter anymore, but more friends, you know.
Oh, my God.
And it feels good to me. It feels like that's coming, too. It feels like the beach for you is where this can happen because it's a very healing place for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of slows things. It slows things down. The ocean.
You're so right. Mm-hmm. And I don't. You know, I don't know if it, you know. I meditate, mm-hmm. and something about the water. And I had a wonderful dream yesterday, this morning, mm-hmm. but I can't remember it. I just remember it was a happy dream.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that funny? I just
yeah,
woke
that's
up,
good.
I woke up almost with a smile on my face,
yeah.
but I cannot remember one thing of it. Isn't that funny?
That's good. That's wonderful. I love those that you just feel the dream. You don't have to remember.
Yes.
You just are gifted the experience of the dream. So those are great.
It's something is telling me the water, get to the water, it's going to cleanse you.
Yeah, and it will.
You know,
but on many levels, it's gonna bring peace and joy and calm to your life, you know? And it feels good on so many levels, even on your relationship with your daughter. Now, Brenda, the name Brenda came up.
Oh, I have a cousin named Brenda.
Uh-huh. Does she and Betsy, so Betsy said Brenda. So has she had breast cancer, Brenda?
No, as a matter of fact. You're going to find this rather odd. She's on my father's side of the family.
Yeah.
And so far, she is the only female on my father's side of the family that has not had breast cancer.
Great.
Isn't that unbelievable?
But yeah. Now, how old is she?
Her mother, Brenda, is in her late 50s.
Uh-huh.
And she's already surpassed her mother's age when her mother passed away. Her mother had breast cancer, and then it went into the ovaries. And she passed away before she was even 50. She was like 47.
Mm-hmm.
And, my cousin, I have a cousin who is diagnosed with fourth stage ovarian cancer right now.
Mm-hmm.
And her name is Michelle, and we're afraid that it's actually went into her liver and even in her bones at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And she is only 48.
Wow, so young. Huh?
Yeah, it's very, very young. But that is the age. It just seems like that is the age of all the women on my father's side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
My dad passed away with lung cancer. And you're going to find this so strange, but I have found this so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
He was a fraternal twin,
mm-hmm.
okay? My dad passed away on 11/11 in 05. His sister, his twin sister, passed away on February the 2nd of 07, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you add those numbers up, you get 4. The 11/11, the 1+1+1+1.
Oh, right.
And then the 2 is that so weird? Isn't that something?
Yeah.
But they were fraternal twins.
Uh-huh.
And I just find that it's just so odd that they passed away on, like, the day in the month.
Yeah.
You know, 11/11 and 2/2. But they were both very spiritual. And I feel that they are together now. And everyone on my father's side of the family, his whole family is gone now.
Mm. Yeah, they all have cancer.
But
well, I have a feeling that Brenda will become maybe a good friend or someone that you'll be more in contact with. I think that's why her name came. Maybe you'll be seeing her because you'll be seeing the other cousin. I don't know. There's something that you're going to start to have more of a friendship with her.
Okay.
It just feels like her presence in your life.
Now, is she going to be down? Is she a Brenda that's down where I'm moving to?
No. I did not get that. I just got the name Brenda that, you know, is coming into your... Or maybe you'll help her. I mean, it feels like you'll be supporting her, helping her, you know, deal with what's going on in her life, you know, with other people. So there's feels like that you'll be in service in a sense to her. That's what it feels like to me, you know, helping.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do see you just having a great conversation about spirit. You know, maybe she needs to hear it. You know,
I'm so glad that you picked up on so much tonight, and especially with my daughter.
Your daughter, you know, it just had to work. It's like, you know, when kids get angry at just being a teenager, they just take it out on the first and the most important person that they know, and that's usually mom. I hate to say it, but you have been her, you know.
Well,
but you know what?
Therapist, does this make sense? Even my therapist said that he thinks the reason why she's not communicated with me or anything, it's because she knows no matter what, I unconditionally love her.
Right.
That she could do whatever she wanted to, and she knows that. Her little soul knows that no matter what, my mother is going to love me no matter what.
And I really love her. And want the highest for her.
I did tell her during the divorce, because I didn't want the divorce, but I told her, you know, that her anger is appropriate, that I don't want her to hold it in. I mean, she knew about the divorce before I ever did.
They usually do. They're so sensitive.
Her father had told her. Her father had told her, you know, he wasn't happy and everything. And like you said, the emotional punching bag is, I have felt that. I have truly, I've never really thought of it like that. But when you said that, I'm like, yes, you're right. That's exactly the way I have felt.
But see, that this is what your time to, and that's what it feels like, to really get yourself happy, you know? I mean, it feels like, you know, that's what your journey, and when I pulled reward yourself, I mean, that's a big one, that the universe is saying, this is your time, you know, not to be so wrapped up on everybody else's, you know, and their benefit. We forget about ours sometimes, you know? We really do. And I think this is your time to take the walks and meet and go to the beach and take to just really spread your wings, you know, and get going on what makes you happy, you know. And that is ultimately really the only thing that we are ever reminded of, you know. That's one thing I know that, you know, especially when I do readings, they want to make sure that you are living your life and you are having the most fun, you know. Joy is like, it makes them so happy when you're full of joy.
Do you get a name of any of my spirit guides or anyone that is helping me right now?
Yeah.
Well, would that be
I do see there's a male that sits more, on your left. And it's not funny. They just said Patrick. Patrick. All right.
Patrick,
yeah. And that could be your guide.
My God.
That's your guide's name. Your guide's name is Patrick. Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you that you must be right on it, because I had gotten a reading a couple months ago from someone, and I sort of asked them the same thing, and they said, well, I know for certain that he's Irish. She says, I don't know his name.
Okay,
but she says, he has this very Irish look to him.
Yeah, this guy, he was a very, very large energy, very sweet, and he's around you. I would say he's more your guide. You know, he's the one that comes in and protects and helps and soothes and, you know, all that, you know, really.
Okay.
But I do see, there's a big angel. I mean, I'm going to say big angel because it feels like Raphael, that's really around you all the time. And that Raphael is not around a lot of people. I mean, Michael's my angel. Michael's my angel. You know, I've always had Michael as one of my guides all the time. Every day I am in total communication with Michael. So to me, that Raphael is that way for you. Raphael is your angel. So if you want to talk to someone and get, you know, that feeling that you are just okay, you got the wings around you, that's the one, Raphael.
Well, I feel like he is protecting me. Now, my ex-husband, I just found out the other day that this year was the year that I was able to, we switch off on years on income tax, being able to claim our daughter. And I get to claim her in even years, and he gets to claim her in odd years. So in, 2010, return is my year. I claimed her in 2008, and the other day it got rejected because he's claimed her. And I talked to my attorney, and she told me, she said, well, he's in contempt of court, but I just don't feel like fighting it anymore. It's not worth it.
This is why you are not willing to fight, because you are moving out of that matrix that you were in, out of the whole paradigm of where this relationship took you, and you move into this new space by the ocean, and you're holding on to this heavy, goopy, icky string attached to him with the law. Doesn't that feel terrible?
Yes.
Like if that's what it looks like to me. So it could be that your spirit is saying, just drop it, let it go, clean it up, don't bring this with you. And I feel like that's would be what the angels are saying, just let it go, it'll be okay. It's just going to be fine.
Well, I felt that also. The first thing that when she said this, I felt someone saying to me, well, he will use it against you to your daughter. Meaning like, you've lived with me all this, yes, your mother does have a right to claim you, but you didn't live with her and all of this. So I know exactly what you're saying, that I did feel that someone told me, you know what, it isn't worth that. Let it go.
And you are trying, and this is what this is what the universe is working to get you cleaned up, to get your spiritual everything cleaned up before you make this move. So you don't want to take any baggage with you,
No.
I
want to pull some of my finances out of my retirement and get credit cards paid off. I want to go down there with a clean conscience. Everything is going to be left up here. I don't need it. Not everything. You know what I mean.
All
with
of the big stuff.
The sticky, goopy stuff up here. Right. Everything that I want to surround in my new life, I will take with me.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's all. I mean, because just like everything, if you don't surrender it into the past where it belongs, you take it with you into the future,
Yeah.
We don't want that. If you only take, like Sai Baba said, arrive early, pack light. That's what he says.
Exactly.
Arrive early, pack light. So I always think about that. If you arrive early, you're not stressed. If you pack light, you're not taking all this stuff with you. And you're just free. It's just a wonderful, exchange of life. I think of it, how simple it can get. I mean, he has two items of clothing. That's it. He wears one and the other one is laundered. That's all he owns to his name.
Yeah.
And I think about, wow, how easy that would be,
Yeah.
He has someone that prepares his food, so, he just eats whatever they give him. And he always says that whoever touches his food should love him. That's the only requirement. So it can't be a stranger. Yeah.
Well,
and I think about
it,
I have
three closets of clothes, and I'm going through them. And I'm going through them, and I'm going to give them to Goodwill. Someone can make use of all of these clothes that I will not be needing, because I'm exactly, this is going to be my time. I will,
Yeah, and that's exactly what it's got to look like for you. It's got to be that feeling of,
I'm surrendering over my past to have this new future, you know. So in letting it go, you're making room for this new future to happen. So every time I have a yard sale, you know, I send off things to people, even things I still like. I mean, it's not that I'm giving away things I don't like. I'm giving away things I do like so that I can get more of what I like.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's really the ones you want to give. Like, it's interesting. I just had my party. I just turned 50. So one of my husband's friends comes in, and he has this beautiful leather jacket. And so he looked at me, and my friend said, "Wow, Victor, that's a beautiful jacket." And they looked at me, and he said, "Yeah, Patty gave it to me." And I did. I gave him this jacket. My first husband passed away, and he had this beautiful jacket. Like, I think he paid $1,500 for this leather jacket. And I had held on to this jacket for a while. And I tried to give it to my new husband, and it just didn't. He just didn't look good in it, and it just didn't feel right. So I just had this one piece of clothing that I kept from my past. And then one day I was in meditation, and it was really clear. I mean, Baba came to me and said, "It's time to let it all go, Patty." And I knew exactly.
Ooh.
I just knew exactly what he
meant.
You
knew exactly.
Yeah, that I had held on to this one thing. And even though, you know, but it was something that he loved, so it brought me to, in a sense, holding on to my past. So Victor is a painter. He's just a young guy, you know, doesn't make much money, but he's such a hard worker. And he was going to paint my house that day because I was living in a different house. So I opened the door, and all of a sudden, I knew that's who I had to give this jacket to. And so I said to Victor, what size are you? And he said, "Oh, I'm a large." I said, "Do you mind something?" So I take out the jacket. Now, it has a mink insert. It's a beautiful, I mean, so
wow.
I think he got it at Neiman Market. My husband used to spend a lot of money on stuff. And so I pull out the jacket, and I put it on Victor, and he said, "Wow, what is this made of? You know, it's so beautiful." And I'm like, "I don't know, but it was a very expensive thing." And he goes, "Well, this is great, Patty." And I'm like, he goes, and he thought that I would bought it for Joe. And I said, "No."
Wow.
And I said, "No, that's your jacket." And he looked at me like I had 12 heads. And I said, "I was waiting for the right person who fit in this jacket, and it's yours." And so he just walked in my party. Now, here it was. Now, that was a long time ago. I've been married 13 years. He still has that jacket. And he walked in to my new life now, 13 years later, and the jacket was there, and I realized that I had let it go. And I had just beautiful thoughts about it, and I had actually kind of forgotten about it until someone asked him about the jacket, and then it came back. And I realized that because it was given with such love for this, you know, to release it, I'd really released it. I'd really released it. It really was clean and pure, and I was so grateful that he looked so nice in it. You know? I don't know. I didn't even think of my husband anymore. It was just over, you know?
Wow.
And it was a beautiful thing to be finished with the past. You know, I mean, as much as I loved him, I can't take him into my present now. It would ruin things. It would mess things up, you know? And
well, you don't see any tie to me and my ex-husband, do you?
No,
I do see
if these legal things keep you attached, then yes, those are energy streams. So it's good that you didn't continue to do anything. And in moving away, it's going to really change the vibration. And it's going to really free you and set you free into this new life. It's coming. It's a great one. It's finally your life, you know. And
that's
I do
wonderful.
See that once you get that, then you're going to be such a different vibe person that the vibe that you give to your daughter is going to change. Everything's going to change, you know, because I think the children pick up our unhappiness. And in that, they don't know what to do with it because they expect you to be happy for them, right? So when you were going through all this stuff, and let me tell you, kids react differently. When their mom gets sick, they react differently. Sometimes they get mad, you know?
Yeah.
They really do. They get mad that this is happening to them and they have to worry about everything. And you know, they get mad.
They do. And in a sense, mm-hmm. it's like anger covers up emotion. Anger is the first, like, you know, I always look at it as anger is like black paint on a white canvas. It's the first thing that people throw out because it protects them from how they really feel.
But, wow. I never thought of it like that.
Yeah, in her protecting herself from being vulnerable to you dying, because think of it, that's how she represented her feelings. She pushed out anger towards you so that she didn't have to deal with it. It became what she didn't want. She denied it, you know. When you deny something and you let anger be the first thing, you don't have to look at it. You let anger covers up the truth, in a sense, of how you really feel about something. So I get that she's little by little going to start to let how she really feels in, you know.
Wow.
And by seeing you healthy and happy, she will start to say and trust again that she doesn't have to deal with that truth of you leaving. So she can trust. So in a sense, she can trust your relationship and start to open up to it again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people, when someone is ill, they leave. They run away.
They do.
Yeah, they're afraid of the outcome of them getting hurt, you know. And I think that.
And for the longest time, when I was going through it, I never let anybody know I was in any pain or anything because I was so afraid of them abandoning me. So no matter, I mean, I was at a dinner party and I was just cringing because the pain was so excruciating, but no one knew it. No one, would even know it because I was just so afraid that everyone would be afraid for me and would send me that energy. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
You know, because I feel like when you put good out into the universe, it can only come back to you as good.
Yeah.
You know?
And I do what you focus on, I think you become.
Mm-hmm.
So people who focus on illness or their illness all the time, they actually bring it more into their energy systems. I do think that's true. My teacher in the Matrix, I just studied the Matrix energetics. He said it's very bad to wear those bracelets that's for breast cancer or wear something that identifies you to it. He said it's the worst thing to do.
Oh, I can tell you this too. I was one of those supporters because I have such a big family history of it and everything, you know. So I was always there on the forefront of helping support anytime. And I still do to this day. I'll go to the grocery or whatever. And if it's something that says, you know, so much of it goes to the breast cancer awareness or Susan G. Komen or something, I will buy that. I don't care if it's just toilet tissue or something, you know. But when I came down with the breast cancer and everybody started giving me the pink ribbon stuff, you know, I thought, if I see one more pink ribbon, I'm going to throw up.
Right. Good for you.
And
you
that
just
was
knew
the
it.
One
it was
thing.
Like an instinctual thing not to be a part of that party, in a sense. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I put every bit of it away. Mm-hmm. And that is going to be another thing that I leave up here that is going to go to Goodwill. All the pink ribbon stuff, anything that has anything to do with it.
Absolutely.
I thought, you know,
move out of the matrix of an illness if you keep identifying with the illness. And that's matrix energetics. That's what they talk about, is that everything is in a matrix. And health issues or medicine is in a matrix, and what it does is it brings you into the paradigm, the shift of what they say about it. So if they say cancer does this and this and this, and you kind of tune yourself on a frequency that identifies with it, it becomes alive in you. It becomes your, in a sense, dimensional world that you're in. But when you step out of it and you no longer, in a sense, go there, and I say that because you're doing it, you're not going there, you can then move into a new direction that doesn't have that in it, you know?
Yes.
And that's why the beach to me is so powerful for you too. The ocean, the cleansing, you know, it has all of that in it, you know. That's, let me read what it says about on the ocean card. Let me see if I can find it. I just shuffled the deck, so let me see if I can quickly find it, but it was pretty powerful. Oh, yeah. No, it's not there.
That's
okay,
wonderful.
You don't want me to find it. But it is about really cleansing. You know, the ocean has that. Let me see what I get here. Imagine that.
Well,
now
I've always heard that the ocean brings a rebirth. Something about the ocean being a rebirth.
And it is. It is the rebirth of... that is so weird. Not here. Do you imagine that?
Okay.
I can't find it at all.
But
now.
Financially and everything, do you see me working full-time or continuing my volunteer work?
Yeah, I do think that you will be doing both. I don't think that you could stop being the volunteer, because I think that's part of what you enjoy is supporting people. I think that's really a healing for what it is that you went through. You're, you know, by supporting people in a positive way, you have moved into the healing and the power of the teaching. You know,
okay.
So you support it. You know, you support those to move into that matrix with you. So that's powerful for you to help those transcend their fear about it. You know, so to me, I think that that's ultimately why things happen to people, and those that do get through it are the teachers now that need to teach how to energetically move past the situation so that others can learn. So I do see that you're going to be doing that, maybe, you know, more maybe through Reiki or maybe through learning a specific modality of healing that will really help you be able to do that for people without words. I don't see you actually talking. I see you actually, you know, hands-on kind of thing. Yeah. And it will help if you're going to be working with hospice. It would really help to learn Reiki or the Matrix.
Oh,
or,
I do.
Yeah. Okay.
I do Reiki and
okay,
healing
good.
Touch is
great,
what
great.
One of the things
that,
that
is
I
what
do.
I keep seeing you doing. So that's good. I am seeing this happening and continuing. So that's really why they're showing it to me. So to continue doing what you're doing is more
so
it. And maybe learn, and maybe getting deeper into it. So if there's a class that comes your way that's on healing, I see you taking some new ones on it. And because this is what it's about. The purpose was about this, you know, it's about,
mm-hmm.
you know, getting to this place that you're in. You know, everybody's worried about going, but when you arrive, do we ever really celebrate our arrival?
Yes, we
you know?
Do.
And that is what
I believe that you should. I believe
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
that's
just,
what this feels like, a celebration for you, that you are arriving. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, Patty, that is wonderful.
Well, yeah, thank you so much for calling. It is the end of the show, and I'm so grateful. All these wonderful new people. I never, ever, ever do an evening show. I know, I don't know if you heard, but it was really that they told me I had to.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm like, okay,
you know,
I will.
But
I
you
will,
know
will.
What, though? The wonderful thing about that, though, Patty, is everything. You were intended to tell me this because I was hanging on by a thread and needed to hear it. I really just needed confirmation. You know, it's like I know that I kept, you know, knowing it, but I needed someone to say it louder to me.
Yeah,
and I feel
I
that's
hear.
What you were here for tonight.
Right. And that's why I think that's what I just had a vibe that was needed tonight, really strong. And so I'm glad that I'm glad
well,
I listened. And I'm really so glad
thank
to meet
you.
And
yes.
You're a wonderful, lovely
time,
spirit.
And,
yeah.
Oh, thank you. Well, the next time that you hear that
well,
vibe.
I usually have shows once a week. I usually do. And
okay.
They're usually during the day at 12.
And what
which
time?
Is,
at 12? Okay.
At 12. And they're usually between a Thursday or a Friday. I'm never sure. And I have guests on, usually two, that read with me. I had an angel reader. She does angel. She'll tell you the name of your angels. And so we work together. We've had
But I've been pretty much going solo because my guides are telling me you have to go solo. You can't keep, you know, calling on everybody to help you out. Because that was the beginning. I was more comfortable having a guest and working with someone. So I this is what I do. I mean, I've been doing this for my whole life. So I never really, you know, did it solo, like I said, on the show. So this has been, maybe I've been doing, you know, 10 shows, 12 shows by myself. And I really enjoy the one-on-one conversations that I do have and not have to share sometimes. But it's always wonderful. We always have, I had a dream interpreter on that was just fabulous. She's a local lady that's a good friend of mine. And she came on and showed, if you had a dream that you could remember, she could help figure out what it means. She's wonderful. She's amazing.
Well, you know, that's, and I'll only tell you this real quickly, but I had, the only dream I can remember having is one with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes to me, I open the door, and I embrace her. And she says very sternly, she's not happy. I don't feel her being happy. Mm-hmm. I feel like she is having to come to me. And she says, we need to talk. And I mean, I embrace her. I'm giving her this big hug, mm-hmm. and this unconditional hug. And I'm like, it's okay, baby. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. And that's the whole dream. And I don't. So
well,
I don't know.
I mean, that just feels like a message to me. That's a great dream.
You know,
that it was not necessary to go deeper, just to love, and that was the answer.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And I definitely see that her journey has been a difficult one, because she feels kind of in the middle. It feels like she's got that middle feeling. Of you know, having to please everybody, and then in that getting mad that she has to do that, you know. Yeah.
Do you see her being successful?
I get law around her. I don't know why. Is that
because her father is a police officer?
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
But I also, I could see her being an attorney.
Yeah, I did too.
Something like that.
I did too. Yeah. I did too. I do too. That was really the law was more around her, but the law is around her, so that would influence her to become a lawyer. She'd be a very good lawyer. Extremely good. Yeah.
Yeah. Because
She has a very good, very strong left brain. You know. Yeah.
A very strong what?
Left brain. You know.
Oh, okay, good.
You know what I mean? Like, very smart.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
When she was very, very young, and I asked her, you know, what did she want to be when she grew up or anything, and she just sort of quietly said, well, you know, no matter what I decide to be, it only takes one person to change the world. It only takes one thought to change everything. And I thought, how strong of a, you know, of something to come out of such a young child.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Wow, but I do see that would be what she'd be great at.
Okay.
I do. I'm being a lawyer, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
her
I agree.
Her birthday is 12/12. And next year is going to be an awesome year for her, won't it, with 12, 12, 12.
Wow, 12, 12, 12. Yeah, I have a friend that's 11, 11, 11.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
11,
amazing.
11.
Yeah. Yeah, and my dad is 11, 11.
Yeah,
he
11, 11.
He passed away 6 days after his 70th birthday.
Wow.
But anyway, I'm not going to keep you.
All right, love. Well,
back.
I will. You know, put us in your favorites, and so
absolutely.
This way, when we have the show, you'll know. And
absolutely.
And sleep well tonight. A lot good stuff is happening for sure.
Oh, thank you, much dear.
Love.
And bless
well,
you thank, too.
I'm just going to say goodbye to everyone listening. Thank you so very much for everybody who's tuned in tonight. I will do more late evening shows. I see that this is a wonderful experience for me and for everyone calling. So thanks for listening. Blessings, everyone. Just remember to shine as bright as you can. Much love. Bye-bye.